Sakshat Kritim Batayayo Namahatamopi Katum Manasyapi Mana Prabhutam Upaiti Ichanayam Nayanayo Patito Bhavanto Jantur Vijitya Nijagara Vijam Riyam Cha. Oh, Shri Shri Radha Govinda, how astonishing it is that exalted devotees who are accomplished in all kinds of sadhana cannot catch even a momentary glimpse of you in the course of their meditation. I, on the other hand, even while plagued with a dull, evil mind, filled with unruly desires, long for you to appear on the pathway of my eyes. Alas, how is it that I am not embarrassed? Have I lost all sense of shame and dignity? Here, Rupa Goswami is lamenting. He feels he's so unqualified, but still he cannot drive from his mind the idea of having the darshan of the Lord. Now he says, great souls like Brahma, Shiva, Shuka, Narada, Bhishma, they may have seen the childhood pastimes of Krishna. Brahma saw him going out with the cows. Krishna visited him in Nandagram, and so had Shukadev Goswami and Narada some understanding of Krishna, but they certainly had not an idea of Krishna in his Kaishora or youthful form, where he engaged in loving pastimes with the gopis. This is a very confidential secret of the Vedas, yet we find that Rupa Goswami sits in the midst of Vrindavan's forest, and he wants to see Radha and Krishna. He has described exactly how they are, youthful. He has described how when Krishna meets Radha, it's like a black bumblebee that lands on a yellow jasmine flower. So this indicates a loving relationship. But high-class saints who have done all types of sadhanas are not able to see you, not even in their mind, not even briefly. Yet here I am, burdened by the gross body, burdened by my senses, troubled by my difficult desires and my mind, and I want to see you directly. So he says, it's not my fault that I have such an impossible desire, because Krishna and you and Radha, you are simply so attractive. By drinking the honey liquor of the sweetness of your qualities, I have become intoxicated. This is the idea of a devotee. He feels like an intoxicated person. The intoxicated person may be a beggar from Sarajevo or Moscow or Hamburg, but he is thinking he is the richest man in the universe, or because by his intoxication. So the devotee also feels on one hand miserable. If in Vrindavan you forget that you are low, that you have a material body and a mind, if you feel, if your head is too high above the clouds, Krishna will always shatter the pride of his devotees. That's one of his names. He does this. But this doesn't make a devotee so desperate to not turn to Krishna. On the other hand, he turns to Krishna and he says this prayer. Oh, your power, he says, Krishna or Radha, to give me mercy is much stronger than the power of my disqualification. And he said, he uses a word, or Agasura, enemy of Agasura, the snake demon, you have finished him. And then he says, I have a difficult heart. My heart is devoid of devotion. I cannot perform any austerities, but I have heard from the Shastras and saints that the waves of your compassion flow even to the most lowly people. That cools my heart and I become peaceful and hopeful again. There are many countless qualities in Krishna, and one of his qualities is in delivering the fallen and purifying the sinners. Now this is a point which is very much overlooked in bhakti. Many articles on bhakti stress that Krishna is totally transcendental and that we cannot really make any contact with Krishna unless we are greatly purified. And they make it very clear, if you're not able to chant your rounds free from offenses, you really have no chance at all. And there's a lot on this out. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has a very interesting view. He says, okay, we may be disqualified, but if there are two qualities in the devotee, then Krishna makes up for his disqualifications. One is he must be humble. A person who is sick and who thinks he is healthy is a disturbance. He must be humble. And then the second quality, which seems to be paradoxically opposite, he must be full of hope and full of the desire. And the Krishna, Mahaprabhu expresses it like this: I have fallen into this ocean of birth and death, please pull me out. Yamunacharya says, I was drowning in this ocean and there was no one who came to rescue me. I was calling out and screamed and screamed and screamed, but there was no one. Then all of a sudden I saw your lotus feet and I realized these lotus feet are the safe shore of the ocean. I must just somehow go in that direction. Kula Shikar, the great king and poet, uses a very interesting analogy. He says, we are like birds who try to fly over the ocean of samsara. How long can we fly without becoming weak and falling into the water and drowning? Someone can fly for 1 hour, another can fly for perhaps 5 hours. There may be birds who can fly for 1 day or 2 days, but the ocean is so big that they will not be able to cross it. Unless a ship comes by and they land on the English word is must. The pole, is it must or what is it? Yeah, the, you know where the sail is?
Там, где паруса, это так называется,
мачта. Мачта, yes. Unless they land on the Majda. So we have landed on the Majda. We are, and we can be saved if we stay connected with this. So this is Rupa Goswami's thing. On one hand, he is very fallen and he cries and he says, it's not my fault that I want this because you are so sweet, you have attracted my mind so much, and I have heard that you are kind to the most fallen. Srila Rupa Goswami ki jai, Utkali Kavalari ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.